Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Keith Gerson, president of FranConnect. Now here's Jack Monson and Deb Evans of Social Geek Radio.
The Deb Evans part of Social Geek Radio coming to you live from Stagecoach, Texas.
And the Jack Monson part of Social Geek Radio coming to you live tonight from Indianapolis, Indiana.
You're in Indiana. I forgot to ask you when we were in the green room where you were tonight.
Right. Tonight, lucky winner is Indiana. So glad to be here and glad to be joining you tonight for Social Geek Radio, Deb. And thanks to our pal Keith Gerson for his support of Social Geek Radio and for his introduction tonight. Thanks, Keith.
Yeah. It's always fun to hear our franchise friends celebrating our opening of our show. And speaking of shows and opening of shows, you know, I'm getting really, really anxious and nervous and excited that our 200th episode is coming up here really soon. Can't imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, just did not imagine that 4 years ago.
Yeah, you know, when a television show gets to 100 episodes, it's like a major milestone, and all of the stars get, you know, multi-million-dollar contracts, and they, you know, they search in pain. So a podcast, though, I don't know. I've only been with Social Geek Radio now for half a year or so, but I've got to hand it to you, Deb. 200 episodes, that's a lot. That's congratulations. There's a lot of podcasters and radio show hosts that give up long before then from these long hours and their maybe their voices give out. I don't know. But 200 episodes, that's impressive. So. So we have to do something fun on the 200th episode.
Yes, I have promised fun. We've got a great guest, so we'll start announcing that here maybe sometime next week, but it is going to be a great show. So,
and that will be sometime in November, right?
Actually, it will be November 19th.
Excellent.
Mark your calendars, yeah. So what have you been busy doing in the franchise customer relations world? What's going on?
Interestingly enough, not a whole lot in the franchise space, but I had a fun experience in customer service on Twitter as a customer, or should I say as a potential customer that I just loved that I thought I'd share tonight. If any of you are Dish customers, you have the Dish network at home.
Mm-hmm.
You may know that there's yet another squabble happening between the satellite provider and content providers. This time, it's some of the Turner Broadcasting channels. And yesterday morning, we woke up to find out that at the Monson household, we no longer have some of our favorite Turner Broadcasting channels, including Turner Movie Classics, which is a fave. We also no longer have CNN, which I really don't care about their horrible journalism. But the one that was really going to hurt us is my daughter's and my favorite network of all time, Cartoon Network.
No.
So no Cartoon Network, no one on Dish has Cartoon Network as of yesterday, and they're, you know, working out the legalities and blaming each other and so forth. You know, you've heard that story before. So I took to Twitter to express my anger of not having Cartoon Network anymore, and just kind of curious to see if Dish or Cartoon Network or CNN or Turner would tweet back or reply or say anything to me. And as you may guess, none of them did. Didn't hear from any of those people. But guess who I did hear from? DirecTV.
Oh.
So a very sharp social media customer service person. I don't really know what this person's role is, and I didn't inquire yet, but I thought it was very interesting that, someone really on the ball working for DirecTV jumped right on my my tweet and replied back to me and, you know, said, sorry to hear about that. You know, if you've ever thought about DirecTV, you know, we can share some information or whatever the reply was. But I thought that was a really interesting use of Twitter, not as a customer service tool, but as a service tool for your competitors' customers. So,
right.
So
good play.
Kudos to you, DirecTV, for getting right on that, and boo to Dish for still not responding to a longtime customer. So that's my story of the week to share.
Good story. Good thing. Well, go ahead.
What else is happening in franchising this week? I think we've got the West Coast Expo is kicking off this week, maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow in Anaheim, California. We've got a lot of our franchise friends, Marianne O'Connell from FranWise, Phyllis Pieri, Paul Segretto, Jimmy Weeks. I mean, we could just line up everybody that's going to Anaheim but you and I. But that's okay. They'll be there representing all
right.
of us.
Good for them. I'm in Indiana, darn it. And so that's going on, and I believe, you know, we're still looking at the calendar, and I can't believe how quickly the annual convention is coming up, but I believe the early bird registration special ends this Friday. That would be October 25th. So if you haven't registered yet for the IFA convention in Las Vegas in February, be sure to register before this Friday if you want to get the lowest possible rate. And speaking of the convention, you're going to have quite a panel at the convention this year.
I am. Our panel topic is Think Big, Creative Social Media Campaigns. So we know that everybody's heard about the big impact on social media and what it can have on local business, but we wanted to talk to some of those franchisors and local, you know, what are they doing in their local markets? So with us tonight is we have Haley Connor with Pino's Palette, which is a great wine and painting franchise here in the Houston area. And they have one of the most interesting and unique social media campaigns that I've heard of that involves a pig. So, Haley, before we talk about the pig, why don't you tell us a little bit about Pino's Palette and some of the fun stuff that you guys do on a regular basis?
Thanks for the introduction, Deb. So Pino's Palette, we've been around since 2009, and our main goal is just to have a party every night. So any of our classes, studios, you go in, and there's a painting instructor, and as a class, you're kind of led through step by step, creating your own masterpiece. But we've got live music, and some studios have bars, and the others have BYOB. So it's really a great girls' night out or date night or someplace fun to take mom for Mother's Day. It's really just a great experience.
It's a good team building, too, because I know it's not just women and, you know, the girls. I've seen, you know, I love looking at your Facebook pages and seeing the pictures of the groups. And I've heard a lot of groups that, you know, go there and they do it as a team. You know, they work together and paint together and, of course, drink together. So
drinking does keep the bond strong. But, yes, we do a lot of great team building. My favorite right now is we refer to it as the jigsaw. So a client will come to us with maybe their logo or a landscape that represents where their headquarters might be, and then we take that and divide it up into multiple canvases. So each person creates their own canvas that is just a tiny puzzle piece to the big puzzle altogether. That one's so much fun, very creative.
Ooh, I like that. Now, has Pino's taken this on the road yet? Do you go to corporate locations and do any type of painting at site, or does everybody have to come to you?
Great question. We have the capability to do both. So if you're too big for our studio, it's certainly not a problem. And I know for a lot of conferences, they like to have us come to them for their team building, especially if they've had people travel from out of town. They don't want them to try and travel and get lost in the city. So we work with all the hotels as well, so we know how to cover the floors, and they're very happy to have us there.
Cool. So what I'd love to learn more from you and talk about this pig. You guys had this Name of the Pig contest. Why don't you share with the audience why a pig and why the use of social media and the results from this campaign that you guys put together?
So as we all know, social media has become a wonderful platform for advertising. And I always encourage people, there's two routes you can go with it, and I really prefer a combination. One is you can spend a lot of money and let your ads do the work, or you can spend a lot of your time and do the work that way. Either way, you're going to be out. I like a good combination. Go ahead, boost some of those posts, get some engagement going, because that's the point of it. But we really want some more natural engagement, and that comes from someone really taking the time to put some effort in, more than just 5 minutes a day. So right now, the big push has always been you want someone to come to your page and like it. But nowadays, especially with the younger generations, everyone has so many friends, and at any given time of the day, they're getting on that feed, and there's 500 posts from their friends. It's very rare that they're actually going to see that company's post that they liked. In fact, the new statistics are only 2% of the audience that has liked your page is actually going to see your post. So we always encourage people, we want your Facebook page to become a destination. So do contests and fun different activities to keep people engaged. I don't want to get you all the way to my page and have you like it just to lose you. So we really wanted to find a way that it was attractive to our audience, something that they would be very inclined to share. And as I'm sure you guys know, one of the most popular things on YouTube is still a cat playing the piano or a cat singing or some kind of animal video. Those are always the funny, quirky things that people want to share. So we decided, okay, we need something that can really involve people and that they're going to think cute enough that they want to tag their friends in it and say, you know, this made me think of you. So kind of digging down into our target market, which we've got a really good grasp on, I was looking for other emerging trends because since the paint and sip industry as a whole is so new, there's really no rules yet, which is great. We kind of get an open forum to test things. And I noticed the trend of these miniature micro teacup pigs becoming something that a lot of people were talking about. There's a lot of Instagram accounts set up with micro pigs. There's used to be mommy bloggers we target, and now I notice there's mommy bloggers of pig groups. Huffing Post just did a huge video, which is adorable, of just tons of little pigs running around. So it's something that has really been on the verge of becoming a huge trend. And they're adorable. It's so funny when you meet somebody that's like, I can't believe I'm so excited to see a pig. It's like I've never seen a pig before, but I can't help it. So it's great. There's costume lines out there. It's become a really big deal. So we also found out that pigs can naturally become painters. And so that kind of sealed the deal. When we found out that the pig could learn to paint, it kind of seemed just like the perfect match.
So, wait a minute. So, you, Jack, you were talking about cartoons earlier. And, of course, I know you are just a lover of old, old TV shows. So what was that show? Was it Green Acres? They had a pig?
Yeah, Green Acres with the pig, whose name, by the way, was Arnold Ziffel.
Arnold
Ziffel. He not only had a first name, but he had a last name, too. I mean, but he was, he was a great painter and an artiste as well. So, Arnold, the original Pinot pig.
Exactly.
Yeah, really, really interesting that you tapped into the pig community. And I'm only half kidding here. I love the idea that you brought in or potentially are bringing in a whole new community, because so many people say, you know, well, we just want to go after, you know, moms, or we want to go after, you know, whatever, you know, mass group of people. And, you know, we want to do a back to school promotion or a Halloween promotion or whatever. But the idea of finding an existing community out there, however niche it might be, and then bringing them into or potentially bringing them into, you know, your business community, I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, she's proven to be very popular. And I think part of the novelty, too, is the fact that she's a miniature. So she's about the size of my house cat. So she is a runt of her litter, but she's not getting any bigger. So it makes her manageable as well. She'll stay cute forever.
Now, you were telling us earlier, too, She even has a Twitter account.
She does. So we just did our big national campaign to name her. So she was originally Pinot Pig, and now her new name is Pigment. So she is Pigment underscore Pinot. So, yeah, she does have her own Twitter account. She's also Pigment Pig on Instagram. She's going to be she makes a couple debuts in some of the new towns that we're going to. So we like to travel and follow her around and get some good pictures of her in her new spaces.
Well, and I'm not half kidding, or I'm not kidding at all. I would love to see Pigment at IFA in Las Vegas, and we were talking about this, too, before the show, and she needs to really come to Vegas and be part of our campaign and our creative social media campaign panel discussion. I think she'd get a lot of attention.
And she does so great with crowds. She wags her tail the whole time, and I know that one of the next projects that we're working on with her is apparently Pigs like chalk. For children to actually draw on them with chalk, to them it feels like they're getting petted. So it's really fun to have an interactive kind of workout there with her at IFA.
I see it happening.
Her co-founders into it.
They're
not sure about flying a pig.
No. So tell us about the campaign, the Facebook campaign. How long actually did you run this name of the campaign contest?
We did it for 1 month, so which was great because, again, with social media, this is one of the things where I utilized my time more than I did my monetary resources. So we did use a third-party app to help run the actual contest through Facebook, and it went for about a month. It was nationwide. It was promoted nationally as well, locally through all of our studios. And it was asking people to submit their names. And then once they submitted their name, they got a link that they could share with their friends and family and could have people vote on it. So it was really great. Not only are you going to our website and putting a vote, but then you're taking that link and you're putting it back on social media, directing all of your friends and family to vote for your name to win. So the interaction we got was fantastic. One of our markets actually saw a 300% increase in engagement overnight as soon as we rolled out this campaign. So we took it for about a month. You never want to go too long. Social media, as you know, trends and fads go very quickly, so you really want to strike while the iron's hot and not carry something out for too long. So 1 month was pretty much perfect. We never really spiked. It had a nice, steady growth the whole time. And we got some great submissions. People were sharing some of their stories with us of why they chose the pig, and Arnold was a submission by several people. He touched the hearts of me, apparently. But then our winner ultimately was Little Pigment. The name just caught our eye and seemed to fit perfectly with her, and the backstory was great. So we announced her at the beginning of this month on October 1st, and then here in Houston we actually had her come out to an event called Cellar Classics, and she got to take the stage and get to meet and greet everybody.
Nice. I'm looking through Twitter, and I'm actually looking at her Twitter account. I see a great picture of her on a table at the studio. That's really cool. Come here. She said, what did you say? Come here often. So you guys did a great job with lots of pictures of and the pig. I'd never even heard of a teacup pig, so it's a little new to me.
It's a growing fad, but the one thing that does make her a little bit different is she's actually technically a pot belly mini teacup pig. So her little belly barely just grazes the bottom of the floor when she walks. So she can sometimes be a little bit more entertaining for us.
Haley, is it was most of the activity happening on your brand Facebook page, or was this also happening on individual franchisees' Facebook pages, or a combination?
That's a great question, and I really strived for it to be a combination. So we had a lot of it that had hashtags and tags, of course, that directed you back to the main brand, but we also had some tweets and some verbiage for their blogs and so forth that did direct them on the local level. We wanted them to tag their local studios, so we're directing traffic to both places.
Great, great. Are your franchisees fairly active in social media? Are they managing their own page or Twitter accounts or other accounts, or do they kind of defer most of that work to you?
No, we actually have a great system. Our members are so savvy. There's actually a lot that I get to learn from them on a daily basis, and they all have their own Facebook and Twitter accounts. Some have added an Instagram and Pinterest and YouTube. they've gone far and wide with it, and it's great. A lot of them, the big thing is for us to take pictures at our class, and then we encourage the class to go on and tag themselves so that we're getting some more in that engagement from them and some more picture shares.
Yeah.
So if you ever need a good wine joke, one of those good wine e-cards to read, you can go to any of the Pinot Palette Studios Facebook page and get a good plethora of them for a while.
That's a good idea. Yeah, and I noticed the night that we were there, the young man, of course I've forgotten his name, so sorry, that instructed us on how to paint, he was the one who then turned around and got the camera and got us together, and because I would have forgotten to take a group picture. And yeah, it was fun to go then on Facebook and say, oh, let's tag ourselves. So great marketing there.
Yeah, we're really lucky. We have a great brand. It's painting and wine. So it's one that people are very enthusiastic about.
Yeah, and I have
What do most people paint? Deb, what did you paint the night you were there?
Mine looked awful.
Well, how many glasses of wine did you have when you
started? That's a better question to ask.
Yes.
You did one. It was actually a nice simple painting so that we could drink freely while painting, and it was had a martini glass on it, I believe.
Yeah, it was a martini glass. I forgot to put my olive in my martini, though I don't drink martinis. But I did drink lots of wine that night. Yes. But what they allowed us to do, which was fun, is that we had another local franchise involved, a local franchisee, who we had sort of like a speaker in the beginning, and she is it's Camille Hamilton with CMIT Solutions, but she has certification in wine tasting, and she did a wine tasting presentation for us. So she talked to us about the reds and the whites and what you pair with and how to smell them and taste them and what you're looking for and, you know, looking for clarity. So it was educational. It was fun. I got a little wine education in there. And of course I got to sip lots of wine, and then I learned how to paint. So, I mean, what more could you ask for? The only thing that was missing that night, I forgot to bring the chocolate.
We'll have to do it again then.
Okay.
That's easy.
Done. So have you had any classes yet where they're actually painting a pig?
Not yet. We do have a very popular class called Project Pet, and it's where people come in and actually paint their own pets, a portrait of them. And so one of the artists was kind enough to do one of the pigs for me. But I have a feeling we're going to see lots of nice pig-inspired paintings coming out, especially because even for the younger groups, the pig is cute, but our older demographic seems to love it just as much. So I'm excited to see some of the paintings that our studios produce are just insanely creative and so easy to paint. You have no idea. So definitely, since we get one of those, maybe that'll be the next networking event we do.
So what follows after you do such a successful campaign like that and you name the pig? I mean, what's in the works or what do you think you'll do next to try to, you know, keep that type of engagement going?
And that's a great point. Like I said, you know, social media passes on to the next thing very quickly. The very fickle group that we have now, you know, we've raised people to talk in 42 characters or less sometimes. So we definitely want to stay fresh. And I'm lucky I have a team. My counterpart, Jacqueline, actually just arranged. We did a great social media push with CBS Films. They did a romantic comedy called What If that she pioneered for us. So we're really lucky in the fact that we have a lot of those options. I'm a big proponent of national partnerships. I think it's great to find a partnership to do some of these promotions with. This next month, I know we're rolling out into Sam's Clubs and some BJ wholesales across the U.S., so that'll be a lot of our social media push talking about what's going on with them. And, but yeah, if I'm here next year and I'm still talking about a pig, then I have screwed up, because there needs to be something new that comes back around always.
Very true. Yeah, I'm curious. So the Sam's Club, that sounds like that's going to be interesting. Can you share any more about that yet?
Sure. Yeah, it actually will officially roll out in some of the Sam's across the United States next week. We've got a great display, and it's the Sam's Great Value Program. I wasn't even privy to this being around until I started talking to them, and I think that's where all of my Christmas presents are going to come from, because they have different gift cards that they've selected, and it's all a great value. So you pay $40 for a gift card, and it's worth $50. So that's
free
good.
Money.
Everyone's getting. I'm going Christmas shopping at Sam's this year.
Yeah, free money. I love it, and the timing is perfect for the time of year, and as you know, as you said, getting all of your presents together there. That's a perfect idea. Love it. This is Social Geek Radio, and I am Jack Munson with Deb Evans, and we're speaking with Haley Connor of Pino's Palette. You've got the holiday push coming. Is that also a favored time of year for maybe company parties or groups of friends to get together for the holidays and head over to Pino's?
Oh, definitely. And we love them. We actually had one of my favorite ones coming up is coming back around again this year, and they do an ugly sweater party. So everyone in their office gets
yeah.
the ugliest sweater. And we have a painting that even coincides with that. It was a hit last year. We actually pulled it back in and did a couple Christmas and July parties with it. But you know, December is definitely one of our favorite months. We've got so many awesome themed paintings around the holidays that aren't necessarily branded a holiday, so you can actually enjoy it year-round. But we did a lot of team building. I think this year we've seen a big spike, too, in what we call our musical chairs, which is we set up the chairs in a circle with the easels. And as team building, everyone's painting the same picture, but the artist has you have, after every step, you have to switch to the next seat. So by the end of the painting, everyone's added to each other's painting.
Mm.
And for Christmas, it's such a fun one. It really is a good bonding one, and everyone enjoys it.
And are all of your sessions or classes adults, or do you work with children?
We do have some children classes. We actually go under the name of Little Brushes. For that, Girl Scouts can badge in it, so can Eagle Scouts. We do a lot of kids camps, and we like to call it drop-in shop over the holidays, where you drop them with us for a kids class while you go shopping. But you have to come back and get them.
I did not know you had an arm of that. That's very good. I love that, Little Brushes. So we are coming to the end of the show. I was just looking quickly at the dashboard, and I don't want to lose sight of our time. Can you give us a couple of links, and what's the best way for people to find you? And I know that you're growing. Can we say it? How many franchisees you have, and how close you are to the big number?
We are so close to the big number. We can say it. We've got the champagne in the fridge. So yes, we are about 3 away right now from hitting our 100. So we are very excited, and we are all very celebratory right now.
Very impressive.
That is very impressive.
We're lucky. We've had a great team, and we've gotten so much further off just because of the franchisees. Our partners bring so much value to our system. There's so many ideas that we get from them. In fact, we're doing a lot of what we call our black light classes right now, which is painting with black light paints for the Halloween season. And that was actually an idea from one of our franchise studios.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
yeah, they're
good.
A wealth of creativity.
Great.
Do some Jimi Hendrix stuff on like a black velvet with black
yes.
light and the glowing colors. Awesome. Haley, what's the best place for people to find out more information about Pino's Palette? Do we want to send them to Facebook, or is there a website you prefer to have people check out?
Definitely. Our main website is pinospalette.com, and we're easy to find on Facebook. It's Pino's Palette on Facebook, and then each studio has their own account as well, so you can search for that if you want to find your local one. And we're also on Twitter and Instagram, hashtag Pino's Palette. And we're trying to do a new hashtag. It's called Brush Stash. It's been a popular thing in a lot of our studios where after you've had a couple beverages in your painting, you might want to use your paintbrush as your mustache. So we've got some great pictures on that one, too.
Or as your friend's mustache. You could do that, too. So.
Exactly.
So,
very
excellent.
Good.
Well, we will check you out on your Facebook page, Twitter, and also at pinospalette.com. Thanks so much for joining us tonight and telling us about Pino's Palette, that fantastic growth and some very creative and fun ideas happening there, Haley.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so excited you guys are about to hit 400.
200.
200.
400 would be cool, but 200 would be our number.
Well, we'll get there.
I just aged you accidentally.
That's okay. We'll eventually get there. So thank you, and thanks everybody for joining us. And Haley, I'll talk to you again really soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.